Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 3, we were talking about being careful about what we say and setting a watch over our mouth. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on a firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
I want you to understand that that word of God should be well spoken of wherever you go. And you've got to take heed to your ways. Make sure that you are righteous in front of the world. And you've got to be righteous in front of God's people. And you've got to think in the things of God and go along with what God's word says. In Psalms 141, verse 3, the psalmist says, set a watch. That means an army guard. Okay. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. This realizes this is a real battle. This is a real war. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. It may sound like a children's song, but many adults have not learned its truth. Again, your test may not be in saying things. It may be in love to stand and rebuke those who do say these things that are unrighteous. Again, our tongue should speak out against the sin of the day. It should apply scriptures. And yes, 8 of the 10 commandments are negative. And our tongues should attack the devil. It should attack sin. But my friend, don't attack the men of God. Don't attack your brothers and sisters in Christ who are seeking to live according to the Word of God. If there is sin in their life, if there's false doctrine in their life, reprove them, rebuke them, correct them, show them the way of righteousness, and do it in love. Now, verses 3 and 4 look at the tongue and its use from a positive aspect. There we read, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds. Yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Now, the analogy of a horse and a ship are used in these two verses. And Jesus Christ often used analogy to teach. He used a little child, a sower, wheat and tares, wineskins, candles, children playing, and a wedding garment, just to name a few of the things that Jesus used as an analogy to teach. It is good to see the Lord at work in nature. He has left a testimony of himself to us. My friend, as a Christian, I think it's great to learn how to use everyday experiences of life in conjunction with and meditation upon the Word of God. For example, you go outside and you see it's a cloudy day. Boy, that was an excellent opportunity to share with somebody and say, you know what, the Bible tells us that He cometh with clouds. And oh my goodness, what a great way to witness. And so be able to look at nature and look at things and make a scriptural and spiritual application to give to others. You might say it is sharing God, sharing God's word, is sharing the Lord and things that He gives you with others. Now here we have the illustration of the bit and the helm, and it tells us that God uses little things. You may think that you're insignificant. What can I do? But that one word of encouragement could direct a soul that is beginning to lose heart and quit. Every light, an electrical thing in the house, may be in full use. Yet I can go to a breaker box and flip a small switch that we call the master breaker. everything in the house will go off by just that one little switch. I'm afraid that more than the worldliness that prevails in so many churches today is the use of the tongue that is going to spell the doom of many churches and wreck many lives. You have a place in you where the Holy Spirit dwells. He can be the master switch that shuts off the electrical units when they're about to catch fire and be destructive to this old house, this body. The invitation that you give to church, the witness you give to a neighbor of Christ and His love in shedding His blood for their sin, the compliment you give to one singing, driving a bus, or serving in some other capacity may be the difference in a life. It is an encouragement when you write a radio ministry such as ours or another radio ministry that's preaching the truth. The radio station you may be listening on, thanking them for the radio ministry. Again, what a difference that can make. It may mean the difference between heaven and hell for some. It may be as the missionary who was led to Christ by a co-worker. We have a young man that is serving in Pakistan from my church. He was led to the Lord by a co-worker. It may be one who gives and increases missions worldwide. Most often, you will not know until eternity. So you do it because it's right. You do it because you're growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You do it because you love Christ, you love God, and you want to please Him. A man one day asked a preacher's daughter if she felt bad that her dad did not have time to go to her activities and give her the attention normal fathers give their daughters. Well, the assumption was wrong. And the father did give time to his daughter. But that man planting that in her head, and Satan was able to use it to drive her away from God. And although the man tried to do it on the other children of the preacher, it only had effect on that one daughter. Well, my friend, that daughter cannot stand before God and blame that man. She is accountable to God because she was taught the truth. However, Matthew 18, verses 6 and 7 says this, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." And people who run down the church in front of children and teens, especially about standards, God says, it's better if that person had had a millstone hung around their neck and they were cast into the sea. Shows you what God thinks about that sin, does it not? The horse is a powerful creature. Much work can be accomplished if it is bridled. It can have good direction and fruitful results. But the bridle is a small thing, but it's very important in accomplishing the work. In like manner, the ocean vessel is large. There are storms at sea that threaten it, and a small helm can direct it in the sea of trouble and lead it to safety. Yes, my friend, there are lessons to be learned and practiced about the positive use of the tongue. As the horse yields to the bit and the ship yields to the helm, it tells us of self-denial. How do we deny self? Just how do we do that, my friend? We simply yield to the will of God in total obedience. The tongue so often lashes out to defend itself instead of defending the faith. We need to learn that 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, will lead us if it becomes the abundance of our heart. There says, charity, that is love of the highest form, suffereth long and is kind. It envieth not, it vaunteth not itself, it is not puffed up, it does not behave itself unseemly, does not seek her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, helpeth all things, endures all things. That's the opposite of sowing discord. That is the opposite of gossip. That is the opposite of uttering angry words. No, when that is in our heart, it will lead us to witness, to encourage, to edify, and exhort. And if we're not doing those things, that's a good indication those things are not in our heart. Now, you may know someone who's in trial. It might be financial, it might be marital, it might be health. And they need one whose goal is to counsel, to cheer, and to comfort. They need someone to lead their troubled soul to safe harbor. Do you ever wish to start the day and live it for the Lord? But then there's housework to do, or there's the demands of our jobs. What can we possibly do that involves our relationship with God? You may think that taking the Bible in hand and reading just a few minutes or a few verses and taking the time for prayer and then meditating on that is just a small thing. But when we do it, there's a blessing in it. And you may find in that time that you've spent in God's Word and then you've thought on it later, God may give you something to share with someone, something they will need. When you take part in the congregational singing of the church, it may seem a small thing, but it's a blessing to God. And God hears it as if you were the only person in church singing. When you give money for the Lord's work, and as a result, you can't spend it for some pleasure, it seems like a small thing, but it's a blessing. When the army has a person who is to drive the truck and deliver food and ammo and other necessities, it may seem like a small thing, but it's a blessing. Whether one is greatly used in our sight as Paul, or slightly used as Dorcas, it is God who is the actual source of the blessing. We are only the willing instruments. My friend, with God, there are no little things. Hallelujah. Do you remember the Bible is very specific in noting that when Jesus rose from the dead, there was a little napkin that was on his face that was wrapped and placed by itself in the tomb. Why such a little thing as a napkin that covers the face, that it should be noted? Yes, you can be as a horse that produces much fruit on the farm by the use of a bit in its mouth in order to get the work done as per the farmer's direction. Or the ship carrying the goods of a faraway land going to the destiny at the governor's pleasing. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says,